When I went to the B Street Theater to see How We Got On, I found myself sitting with a mildly apprehensive audience. The folks in the seats that night were, shall we say, mostly white and old enough to be eligible for AARP membership, a demographic that tends to be pretty skeptical of rap. I overheard several people saying, "I'm not sure I'm going to like the show we're about to see." But then the play began, and early on came a winning description of the techniques a successful rapper uses in performance.
Use techniques like metaphor.
If rap was a shoe, you'd be a sandal.
Simile.
Black and heavy, just like an anvil.
Hyperbole.
Ice Mr. Freeze MCs to a standstill.
Alliteration.
Compete with this casual, confident, cool kid, you get canceled.
Metaphor? Simile? Alliteration? Heck, I was an English major long ago, and I can follow that rhyme scheme. And before 20 minutes had passed, the young black and Latino actors in this show's cast had the audience, most of them old enough to be the actors' parents, smiling and clapping along.
Just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you got on clean underwear, let me hear you say, "Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!"
Now, let it be noted that playwright Idris Goodwin sets his tale in a leafy Midwestern suburb rather than the inner city, and the story concerns three ordinary high school kids who are trying to produce their own rap tunes using a bulky boombox with a cassette deck. It's a sweet, even nostalgic, coming-of-age story as the inexperienced but determined kids struggle mightily to focus their creativity and convince their skeptical parents and teachers that their music is actually okay. And you know, if this energetically performed, well-written little play only needed a few minutes to win over a classically inclined 50-something theater reviewer like myself, chances are you'll find yourself enjoying it too. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.
We young, we restless, cereal, breakfast, no-go rings, no-go necklace, five-day school week, work on my technique, breaking up English, you can't extinguish my fire, climbing on the basketball court, lyrical snowball smash.